The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Matt DeHart is a longtime friend. He, you hear his voice on 94.5, The Answer, here every day, updating you on business news. I'm so proud of what Matt has been able to do. He's a fifth grade teacher in Travelers Rest. He's the founding chairman of the Teach from DeHart Foundation. And I'm just proud of what he's doing and the impact that he's having on these young people's lives. And I hadn't caught up with Matt in a while, and I wanted to bring him on for a few minutes because he's got some big announcements of some things that he's going to be doing this summer. Matt, always good to talk with you, my friend. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thank you so much for letting me be on. I am fantastic and ready to go.
Well, that is good to hear. I know you've got some big news to talk about, but before we get into that, let's just start with a quick overview, if you would. Maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with the Teach from DeHart Foundation. Give us a quick summary of what you guys do.
Yeah, so the Teach from DeHart Foundation is for the students in my classroom under my instruction. And what we do is we provide trips both locally and then nationally. And our goal is to get students out of their current situations to provide opportunities for them to learn how to tip, how to dress well, how to behave in a certain manner that is self-respecting, and develop skills, soft skills like speaking properly, addressing adults, debate, topic ability, all of those things, and bring that all together so that we can develop the whole student, as well as have the high academic rigor in the classroom. So you've got high academic rigor and high social rigor for the students, and they get to put that all into action through trips in the Greenville area and then a big trip nationally.
Yeah. Last summer, you took a group to Atlanta, and you didn't just drive down. You actually boarded a plane at GSP and flew down. This was the first time a lot of these kids had ever been on an airplane, right?
That's correct. So we took 20 students last year. 17 had never been on an airplane or seen an airport before, and that was a really awesome experience for them to get to go through it. We even got compliments from TSA as well as Southwest Airlines. A stewardess actually wrote us a letter after our trip about how well-behaved, how polite, and just how well-groomed our students were going into this experience. So it was really positive.
Yeah. I see some of your postings from time to time on Facebook, and evidently you occasionally have dress-up day or something, because I see these young kids with coats and ties on. I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's been a really cool experience to see these fifth graders invest in dressing for success. So on Wednesdays, the kids call it DeHart Wednesday. Guys will wear ties. Girls will wear nice dress clothes. And the goal is just to build self-confidence and to see themselves in a positive light. And it's really taken off to where even now other kids in the school building do it in other grade levels. It's really, really fun to see.
Yep. All right. So you have you recently made a big announcement because you're going to be taking this to a different level. Talk with us about your plans in Arnold, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so Arnold is my wife's hometown, and over the past 8 months, we've had a lot of developments happen and some really cool opportunities open to where we are actually going to take everything we do with the Teach from DeHart Foundation in the classroom in South Carolina, and we're going to put it on a school-wide level and open up the Teach from DeHart Academy in the fall of 2025. Where we'll be able to provide high academic rigor, high social rigor, and trips for students internationally and nationally to get them out of their current situation and to show them the world around them. So it has been a huge development. We actually purchased the school building. It's a 21,000 square foot, 100-year-old school building in Arnold, right in the heart of their downtown. And we're looking to be a full-scale piece of revitalization through education for this area.
Wow. Now, that's a pretty big project, and you're raising the money to do this, right?
That is correct. So we raised enough money initially. We actually own the building outright, debt-free, and have money left over, and we are now going into phase two. So phase one was purchasing the building. Phase two now is in preliminary design, and beginning the stages of opening up a capital campaign in the next two and a half months. So we've been able to fundraise everything so far. We have no debt to our name, and we've just been so thankful for the blessings of those who believe in what we're doing.
What an amazing story. I mean, I got to tell you, when I first saw the announcement that you were purchasing this building, I'm thinking, does Matt realize what he's about to start here? I mean, does he realize what he's jumping into? Because renovating a building is a big job, but kudos to what you and you got a great group on your board, Randy Page and others on your board. I'm just so proud of what you're doing, Matt. Tell our listeners how they can help, your website. And if someone listening today, if they're inspired by the story, if they want to donate, tell us how we can help.
Yeah. So the biggest thing right now, what we're looking for is for people to come alongside us for the school, but also we're looking for people to come and help sponsor our.
Whoops. I think we lost Matt there. Yep. All right. Maybe we'll get him back. You can go to teachfromtheheart.org, teachfromtheheart.org, and support this group. Sorry that he dropped off there. I think he's probably on a cell phone, but teachfromtheheart.org and help this organization, because I mean, this is huge, and he's going to change the lives of a lot of people. Back, we got cut off just a second ago. I had Matt DeHart on. We were just getting ready to our call to action there. Matt, sorry about that. We lost you there, buddy. All right. So how can our listeners help you accomplish this? I mean, what a great project you've taken on in Arnold, Pennsylvania. You purchased this. You said it's a 100-year-old building. Is that right?
That's correct. 100-year-old, 21,000 square foot school building.
Yep. All right. So tell us how we can help, because what's the next step? Obviously, you got to get the building ready to move in. How much money are you going to need to raise? And what's your time frame? When are you planning to open?
We plan to open in the fall of 2025. So we've got a 3-year plan in place. We've moved out of phase one, which is purchasing. We're moving into phase two, which is preliminary design and prepping our capital campaign. And so what that's going to look like is we're looking to raise between $3 and $5 million over the next three years. And by that point, we want to have people donate supplies and things like that, as well as financially come behind and back us. Businesses, corporations, and all of those things as well. But the biggest way that we can really, people can help us is by going on our website, checking out our stuff, and clicking the donate tab. It has information about how to donate online, as well as where you can send checks if you would rather write a check as well. And that's at teachfromtheheart.org/donate, or you can just go to our website, click the donate button, and it'll take you right there.
Yep. teachfromtheheart.org. And just what a wonderful organization this is. And by the way, as they're building or getting ready to renovate this school, they're continuing to do their summer programs. This summer you're going to have some more trips, right?
That is correct. So this summer we're actually flying three groups of students, the original group of students from last year's foundation group, and the two groups of kids that I have this year. My co-teacher Devin Washburn has come alongside me and helped us plan this whole thing. And so we're going to take three trips. We're flying them to Pittsburgh. They'll get a chance to tour the city, do a fine dining experience, dress ups for success, as well as tour the school building and see it. So they'll be the first group of students to walk through that school building in 40 years. Yeah. And that is a really, really cool thing for them to be able to say, I was there when, you know?
Yep.
And so they'll get to tour it. We'll do community service in the area as well. And just provide a whole experience for them to see something new, to experience something great. So we're excited for the future for these students, as well as the students in Arnold, Pennsylvania, that'll get to attend the Teach From DeHart Academy.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, Matt, you never know the seed that you're planting here. I mean, some of these students who will go up and see this building that obviously needs a lot of work to it. It's going to be a big job over the next few years. But, years down the road, they may become some of your biggest supporters as they finish school and go out into the work world and start, having success themselves. They may be some of your biggest supporters down the road to help you continue your ministry and your teaching of these kids. So again, I'm just so proud of what you've done, Matt, and hope that, you know, that our listeners can help you out. It's always fun to catch up with you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Joey. My students are actually listening right now, so I know they're probably giggling in the classroom hearing me on the radio, but I am super thankful you gave me the chance. You've now given me street cred for the rest of the day, so we'll be able to get through the day pretty well. So thank you, Joey.
All right, kids. Yeah, yeah. Go easy on Mr. DeHart today, okay, kids, if you're listening. Matt, good to catch up with you, and good luck to you this summer.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great day.
All right. All right, Matt DeHart. Go to teachfromdehart.org, teachfromdehart.org. Give generously to help this man. I tell you, it's just amazing what he's doing. Again, fifth graders in this school in Traveler's Rest and getting ready to expand this and to start this special school in Arnold, Pennsylvania.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.